Is Brie too indecisive? Does Nikki have a chance to beat Ronda Rousey? I don't think so. And crazy amount of family outings, all that and more on Total Bellas, Season 4, Episode 8 on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, y'all. We are back. Almost at full strength. My name is TK Trinidad and my beautiful hosts, co-hosts.
Hey, guys. I'm Anique Loveless.
Hey, guys. I'm Tay Alexandria.
Got some red on today.
I like.
Who does? Oh, I do.
You forgot that you had red in your hair today?
I did. Oh. Usually, because I got on red shoes, too.
Okay.
And then, so usually, I'm usually, for some reason, I've been decked out in a lot of red lately. I'm feeling real Bella.
That's good on you.
Thank you.
At least you're not repping the blood, so that's good.
Well, I thought about that when I went to New York, so I was like, maybe, I don't know. Maybe in another life I was.
How do you guys think about the overall episode?
I actually really liked this episode. Mm-hmm. This episode, I liked, I think I really liked because Brie kind of now is going out on her own apart from Nikki. That's interesting to kind of see because they're always so much in. You know how it is, like, I guess when you have, like, a twin or you're really close to your siblings mm-hmm. and y'all get into an argument, like, you know eventually you guys will come back together and they work together and they do everything together.
Right.
So in this episode, her making these big, Brie making these big decisions away from Nikki is very interesting.
Meh.
Yeah, I felt that way too. Like, I was interested, but it was just like,
okay. It was, to me, I feel the opposite. It was one of the slower ones to me. Like, okay, we find that, you know, I like the fact that Brie made those decisions, mm-hmm. but other than that, meh.
Yeah, it was one of those things where it's like you're happy that she made them, but it was.
Nikki's a perfectionist. Okay.
But we have to remember, I didn't say, like, this was an amazing, the best episode. Oh, my gosh. This is one of the better episodes.
Well, let's get into...
that we've had in a while.
Well, I wonder, so let's get into it. So, one part of the episode was the whole family happened to be in San Diego, or, you know, mm-hmm. they plan to be in San Diego, because Nikki and Brie are there, so Kathy's there, and JJ came up, and, you know, they're in Arizona, so it's not too far away. So they did a bunch of family events. Mm-hmm. Do you think this was part of the plan, or do you think this was like, we need a filler?
Filler to shoot, like, film shows,
yeah.
Oh.
Because if you took out that part, there was really...
No episode.
Yeah.
If you think about it, I think, now that you said that, I think it could have been a filler. Because what else would they have shot?
In such a short period, like, all those stuff I would love to do, but uh-huh. to do in such a short period of time, like, maybe, give or take, they were filming a week and a half, 2 weeks?
Yeah. I think episode 9 and 10 is going to be way stronger. So I think you're right. I think it was a filler.
Because that's a lot of stuff to do.
Mm-hmm. They went go-karting.
They made sushi.
What else? I feel like there's one more.
The axe thing, which I want to do.
Well, they did say that they were excited that the whole family was there together. So I think maybe it probably was a filler, but I think maybe they just did some family stuff together.
Right. Because
they never really, like, do a lot of stuff together unless...
Wait, what?
Yeah, they do. They do it all the time.
Well, I'm... can I finish my sentence?
Wait,
what?
Excuse me?
I just said they never do a lot of stuff together unless it causes for everybody to move into Nikki's house because her neck is broke or
no.
to be on Daniel Bryan's side because he retired.
No, because remember they were in, I think it was New York, and they all came down, and so they had a family thing there.
Was that?
That was this season.
That was like, what, four episodes ago?
Yeah. And then I believe Kathy has a house in Florida. So at the time when Nikki was with John, they would have stuff there. So they didn't necessarily move in. They moved in with Nikki for that episode, but mm-hmm. they've been in Florida together. And then they've been in Arizona like a couple episodes back and they did stuff there too.
And then when Nikki had her little like welcome to San Diego party with those randoms off of PB, Pacific Beach.
But everybody wasn't there.
No, JJ wasn't there.
JJ and Lauren ain't at a lot of stuff.
Well, I mean,
she's not at a lot of stuff. So the fact that she was there and the whole family was there, Johnny was there. By the way, I'm really excited. I know this is supposed to be in their predictions, but didn't we already talk about this? Like how I wanted to listen to Johnny's real voice. They showed that next episode.
And yeah. The predictions, yeah, I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah, I want to see.
So what is it? Because I like was doing stuff as I was listening to the previews for next week, mm-hmm. are they going to change his voice, or are they just going to hear what his voice looks like?
I was going to ask that, too. I think they're just prepping it and trying to see, like, hey, by the way, I think we can. I don't know if we're going to hear
it, though. Yeah, so they show a video of his voice before, mm-hmm. and then I think they go to him and say, hey, you know you can get your voice back. And they present him the option.
I feel like he knew that. It's a matter of him wanting to do it.
Yeah, because it's probably, like,
really to put expensive. Him on,
put, well, forget. I don't think the expensive part, because I think WWE would have covered that. True. I think it's more the under the knife part.
Mm. Or that could have been, that's just like, you know, people have like gap teeth. That mm-hmm. could be like his staple now.
Yeah.
People know him by that.
No. And the thing too, if you have gap teeth, you have to do things, like you have to go through the dental work and all that stuff too.
Right. No, I mean like for people who like don't want to like close their gap, that's just like, that makes them. Maybe mm-hmm. he doesn't want to do it because, I mean, that makes him, his voice now.
Yeah.
That makes
him. It's
probably
him. Been so long too.
Right.
So, let's get into what?
Oh no, y'all just had a voice conversation, so I was just like, oh, okay.
Okay. What do you want me to try the voice conversation?
You two have your good. Like little, so I have to butt in between you two all the time. Ooh. Which is cute though, I like it. Ooh. Go ahead.
Man, just going. Somebody's got acclimated to the team. So let's talk about Nikki getting ready for Ronda Rousey for Evolution. So she's doing a lot of training. She's skipping out on some stuff because she feels like she needs to get prepped. What did you guys think about this? By the way, do you guys know what happened after Evolution?
I don't know what happened after Evolution, but I did watch that match.
So then you would have known what happened.
Right, don't you know what happened?
Oh, then? you mean who won?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you meant there was like news after that. But yes, I saw who won.
Yeah.
I already knew who was going to win. I feel like the WWE is just folding out the red carpet for her.
For her who?
I was going to say, Ronda I didn't Rousey. See it. Okay, there we go. I didn't see it.
For Ronda Rousey. I feel like they really are just rolling out the carpet. I really felt like it would have been a good script if Nikki would have won. I think it would have been better if Nikki would have won. And so, yeah, that's just how I feel. I feel like they're trying to... No, I'll just keep that to myself.
Oh, that sounds very... I like that. Very impressed.
Well, now that I know who won, I agree with you.
Yes. Well, Ronda won. I mean, they did. It was a good match. It mm-hmm. was a good match. I will say that. And I felt like it had that very, because these are the only matches that I've watched. I felt like it had that very Miz and Maryse kind of like cheating a little bit to it.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, like, already knew Ronda was going to win. Like, that was a given.
Gabby
that was
says, funny. Monique, mm-hmm. I'm so proud you watched the match.
Me too. Yay. Oh my gosh.
When
I'm
did
so
it
proud
air?
Of myself.
October.
Yeah. I'm proud of myself, guys, too. Thank
I'm
you
so
much.
Terrible.
Thank you so much.
this is the thing though. So as some folks might know, with the matches, it's already kind of predetermined as far as what the outcome is going to be. And, you know, the better wrestlers, you know, it's their job to sell it to the people who are viewing where you don't know. So do you think that with everything that Nikki was filming, did she know that she was, did she already know the outcome? Or do you think she was training for the possibility that she might win?
I always feel like they know the outcome because it's like storylines, no?
Yeah, it's storylines, but like how far in advance do they know the outcome?
I feel like she knew the outcome, but I did feel like Nikki knew this was history making for the women and mm-hmm. she wanted to get in the ring and not have any, like, since they were doing the back and forth and going at each other mm-hmm. and stuff like that, she didn't want to give anybody any room to say anything about her her ability in the ring.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I think that's why she was training so hard. Mm-hmm. I think she knew the outcome. Like, we all was going to know that outcome. That wasn't going to be anything different. Like I said, the WWE is rolling out the red carpet for Ronda Rousey, and I feel like it's for certain reasons. But, you know, that's between me and myself. And
the rest of the WWE universe.
I just feel like I think that she knew she just didn't want anybody to say anything about her in the ring. Because this is the first time she's going in, like, kind of without Brie. This is history making. Mm-hmm. This is very much along the lines of, it's Nikki, it's my career, mm-hmm. I'm away from John, I'm not going to be in the actual ring with Brie. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, it's against Ronda Rousey, who the WWE is putting up on a pedestal.
Right.
So I feel like she really just wanted to go in it as strong as possible.
Yeah.
So because of her knowing the outcome, you don't think she did the whole, like, workout and not do family activities just for the camera purposes or to push the storyline of Evolution?
No, I think it's exactly... Because she knew the outcome? No, I think it's exactly what I said. She just really wanted to go in as strong as possible because mm-hmm. she don't... Like you said, and I think Leslie was saying it before. We miss you, Leslie. But anyway... Mm-hmm. Like she was saying before, like, they're known as models. Like, they go in as the pretty mm-hmm. girls. They're mm-hmm. always talked about. Like, they have...
out as divas. So
yeah, they're like, divas. And now she gets to prove to the whole world, I'm worth being in the ring mm-hmm. with somebody that's up here that the WWE is bringing in and putting on a pedestal to the most... like the most way they can mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. I deserve to be in this ring, and I think she wanted to throw that in all the naysayers' yeah. face. Like,
well, I think the issue with the Bellas is you have people who are going to love the Bellas no matter what and mm-hmm. people who are going to hate the Bellas no matter what
mm-hmm.
so the fact that she put in the work, it's like I don't think she would have gained anybody who was like, well, you can't wrestle at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there might have been people like, oh, okay, that was great, but they're not putting her on their top three list. So, you know, she did, obviously, and you didn't want, I think the reason why she trained so much is she doesn't want to have something where it's an epic fail,
mm-hmm.
and now on top of all the hate that she's getting on Twitter, she would have got even more. So,
got it.
Yeah. What do you guys think of Ronda when they were doing their back and forth? She was cutting a promo and she was talking about John.
She didn't have to do all that,
was
but it was
bad,
that
though.
Was like yeah. low. Especially when Nikki's trying to, like you said, like come out of that, like being under John's like realm and like spotlight. Mm-hmm. And then for her to say it publicly like that and in front of everybody, just like,
I thought it was good promo cut. Like, if that's I thought it was good for the promo because first of all, like, that's what I feel like it has to be kind of hard hitting for, because we have to understand, we are a lot of us who know Ronda Rousey from, she was well known and she was really brought to us from the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really hardcore. And I feel like she still has that to her.
Right.
So it's just incorporated in the WWE.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's kind of how it goes.
And then before she came to WWE, sorry to cut you off, she had something called the Do Nothing Bitch, where she had, like, I think it was, like, a video or something like that, where she was saying that she works hard and she does everything she needs to do to get her money, to get her home, etc. And then you have some folks who, you know, they just look pretty and, you know, the man does it.
Mm-hmm.
So she calls them Do Nothing Bitches, which is why you circle back to the whole John comment.
Right.
A lot of people in the WWE universe were saying, you know, the reason Nikki got there was because of John, which is not true.
And yeah, and she's known for that. Ronda mm-hmm. Rousey's known for really talking smack. So when she got defeated
in the UFC,
yeah.
that's why it was such a big thing, because mm-hmm. she's known for talking the most, like hitting it where it hurts mm-hmm. the most. That's mm-hmm. what she's like known for.
And yeah. that's exactly what she did. I mean, she wanted to piss Nikki off. I mean, that's, you just talk about John.
Yeah. So she made her...
She made her point.
She did it.
Now, do you think the Twitter haters were affecting Nikki as much as they were affecting Brie?
No, I think Nikki was just trying to play that off. Like, oh, they're saying this and that and the other. Like, this has come with the territory for the last 10 years for you. So...
I think she's over it. I mean, I think I don't think she's as sensitive as Brie. Do you think?
Well, I think 10 years ago, was Twitter even around?
Well, probably not, but in the last, 3 to 5 years.
Early college, yeah, it was.
Because I feel like Twitter is much more, Twitter and Instagram, not as much Facebook, Twitter and Instagram is much more, way more interactive now mm-hmm. than it was even 3 or 4 years ago.
That's true.
So, you know, now people have access, and, you know, then there's people who, like, are really deep into, they have burner accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have access to these people directly, or they can at them, and say all these crazy stuff that they couldn't have done or they had the time to do, or, you know, they're unemployed now. Like, all that stuff, like, they didn't have to do 5 years ago. So I don't know if it affects her as much as Brie, but...
I think she's fine. I think she was going along with it.
Yeah, me too. I agree with that. I totally agree that she was just going along with it. I don't think it was affecting her like she was trying to put on it was. But I definitely believe that, like, there are some things that probably Rhonda said that was kind of like,
Yeah, see, I don't think the people who she doesn't know affected her. I think the comments that Rhonda was making to her via Twitter and then everybody jumping on those comments, that's what affects, you know, the person a little bit more, because, like, that person knows a little bit more about you than, you know, the average individual who's never met you. So I think once you have that back and forth, that's kind of, I don't know if it's like a more of an annoyance, like, okay, we're doing this right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, once again, we all know Rhonda's MO. Like, she knew that was coming, even with this.
Yeah.
Even in this arena.
I wish Nikki won, actually.
I know, that's what Gabby said, too. She agreed with me.
Yeah. That would have been more of like a, it would have been bigger. What's the word I'm trying to say? It would have been more grand. Of a grand scandal, something, not scandal, I don't know.
It would have been, I felt like it would have been moment. Great because, right. like they said, even the commentator said it, like, Nikki has really fought for everything. The Bella Twins have really fought for their brand to become celebrities, to be a part of Divas, to make it into historic events. Mm-hmm. And... I really feel like Nikki should have won. It would have just been better all around because Rhonda is new and she has so much more to go. And I kind of feel like it may be a little more, but Nikki is, their brand is kind of phasing out, as we can see.
And I think it would have washed away a lot of the John comments, too. She would have, if she would have won that, she would have became her own, that what she's been trying to work for this whole time.
Yeah.
Yes. In the grand, well, there's like three different looks. So with WWE and Rhonda, the thing is, like, Rhonda hasn't lost a match since she's had the belt. So that's done on purpose because on a mainstream media, you know, thing, if you put Nikki Bella up to Ronda Rousey, more people know who Ronda Rousey is versus Nikki Bella. Depending on the circles you talk to, as far as you're looking over men and women, all this other stuff. So I think, yeah, it would have been great for some folks, but I think the WWE Universe would have definitely had a problem with that, which they have been very outspoken. And then I think the where WWE is trying to go as far as mainstream media, it just wouldn't have worked out. Because now you're having Nikki Bella, who in a lot of people's cases is not like the top 10 in their list of female wrestlers, beat Ronda Rousey.
I guess this is my question. She's coming in. What the WWE is also not understanding is what I say is I'm the general population. Mm-hmm. When I go to watch like stuff now for the WWE, it's so that I can be more informed on like when we do the shows and stuff. But if I was just sitting out and I just listened to some of the stuff or whatever, I know Ronda Rousey not from the WWE. I know Ronda Rousey from being undefeated and then coming and getting her beat. Like, I mean, beat. I mean, she had to go and she had to take a little sabbatical because her head wasn't even right. Like, she was beat. So then when you get these two beatdowns after being undefeated, you get these two beatdowns and then you switch over to WWE. I know that was what she had in mind. I guess that was where she was supposed to go in the first place. But to me now, with the WWE making her all undefeated and putting her up on this pedestal, and it's feeling a little fake to me. It's feeling a little like we've already seen this girl get, smashed in a real, like, fight.
Right.
Like, that, real hands.
I agree with you. However, the amount of matches that she had up until those two times she's gotten beat, she's in the UFC Hall of Fame. She, like, you can't take away
I would never take nothing away from her, but it's just making me feel as a general population that it's trying too hard. Wherever they're trying to go, it's trying too hard.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because it's not putting her on the level that we now see her. Like, before she was undefeated, then she got smashed in real actual, like, UFC fights.
Right.
And now we look at her more on a humble level, not like she was before. Yeah, she still has all of that. That's why she's able to do what she does in her career. But I feel like WWE is trying to put her back where the UFC had her before she got beat, and it's just making her not as real as I feel like she could be if they rearrange some things.
Yeah, they definitely put the belt on her. A lot of people feel that they just put the belt on her too soon, but the reason that they put the belt on her is now because now CBS is reporting, ESPN is, like, now all these entities that weren't necessarily feeling WWE 5 or 10 years ago are now, you know, this is considered breaking news. So, you know, I definitely agree with you with that part. But, you know, that didn't happen because it was back in October. It is what it is. So what do you guys think? Nikki went to the Bulletproof Labs for her workout, and they put her in this, like,
chamber.
It looked like an elevation chamber type thing. I don't know.
So what was she doing in the one with the walkie, when she was, like, walkie-talking to her mom, right? What was that thing?
I think it was what you said. It was, like, elevation. It was supposed to take her up to 360.
Yeah, it's like what astronauts do for training before they go into
okay. Uh-huh. It looked kind of cool.
It looked cool, but I'm wondering how, like,
it applied to her training.
Yeah, like, was it a VO2 max type thing, or was it, I don't know what it, I wish they would have. Me being more like, why is she doing this? Like, I wish they would have, or maybe I
elaborated
missed
that part. On it.
Yeah, like, why is this? More. Yeah.
You think it's kind of one of those things where, you know how people work out in the pool? Like, so when they do it, like, in real life on the ground, you feel lighter and you feel stronger. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you do it in the pool, so it's not as heavy on your joints. So, for instance, like, when you run, I think it's, like, 10 times your weight on your lower extremities, whereas you do it in the pool, it's, like, 2 or 3.
But she wasn't working out in that. She was just sitting
there.
No,
I'm saying, like, along those lines. Like, I don't know. I don't know what that thing is. I wish they would elaborate on it more.
Yeah, they should have.
it's curious.
Not the tape kept rolling more.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But, you know. It is what it is. So now we go to Brie. So Brie is now faced with this whole decision. It's kind of funny. They're twins. Brie is more the indecisive one. Nikki's more the perfectionist, which is kind of interesting that, like, I never really noticed that. But then you can kind of see, if you look throughout the seasons, like, all these little idiosyncrasies that you would see throughout. So Brie has time and time again moved for Nikki. They moved into John's house. They moved to San Diego. They've done all this stuff. But they're twins, and they also have a brand. Mm-hmm. So what do you think? Do you think Brie was going back and forth with that, or was it more of, like, she's my sister versus business? Like, what do you think her thought process was?
I think she took exactly what Daniel Bryan said to heart when he said, you need to decide what you want. Not what everybody wants, not what your sister wants, not what your mom wants, not what I want, not what nobody else wants.
Right.
What is it that you want? And I really think she took that to heart. Like, okay, I've been jumping around from house to house. I've been living in hotels. Mm-hmm. What is it that I really want? I've been doing this with my sister, but now I have something different. I have a family.
Right.
What is it that I want? And I think she really took that to heart. And I think that's the beginning of the line for her to start saying, these are the things that I want in life.
Yeah.
These are the things that I feel like is going to make me happy. Because she's always reminding Nikki what she wanted.
Yeah.
So I feel like Nikki doesn't make her accountable for the same, and so nobody else does, and now it's up to Brie to do that.
I always felt like Brie was going to steer towards the family side. It was never... Nikki didn't have a chance as far as, like, be the Bella Twins together, do this together, because she wants baby number two. She said it, definitely said it this episode, and I think... Every time something is mentioned about, like, wrestling, she always says, well, Birdie this, Birdie this, Birdie, like, Birdie's doing this, and I'm not there for this. So I always felt like this was going to happen. It was inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, well, the fact that Birdie has Vivian in Arizona, and, you know, they can grow up together, that makes sense. It's just more of, on the business side, and, like, I wonder, because she didn't, as far as I remember, and let me know in the chat, she didn't, like, she retired as far as she said it on the show. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember her coming out on WWE, on Raw or SmackDown. She's retired.
That's what Joseph said in the beginning. He was saying that he feels like there's more to her retirement. And also that was basically a weak retirement. Like, if you really retired, that was kind of weak to do it like that.
But she's been hella quiet on Instagram, right? as far as just like
she maybe, has been calmer on Instagram. Like, yeah, I can't just say that much.
Yeah, just post like events that her and Nikki go to, but I haven't seen anything crazy.
Still think she's pregnant, but you know,
I mean, it's possible. The events that we saw her at, you know, she wasn't wearing anything that was super form fitting, mm-hmm. and all you have to do is put it a little bit higher on your waist, and you're good.
Yeah.
So it's possible, but I'm wondering. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because we didn't see her do an official retirement, so I'm wondering if her retirement's more like, I want to have baby number two, and obviously they're still affiliated with WWE, so will there be another go-round or not?
Like she did with the first one when she was like, I retired, and then came back, and then had to come back
because
yeah. she wanted a baby.
Right. I don't think she'll do it twice, though, have another, because she's complaining about this comeback the whole
season. Well, I mean, she's made severe mistakes, and, you know, the girls are younger. And, you know, the training process
that
they
have, rigorous.
Yeah, that they yeah. have now versus what they had 10 years ago is two different things. You have people coming from the indies who've been, you know, wrestling since they were 16 or 17. So it's a lot of different factors. So then you put that all against that. And then you're a mom now of, you know, eventually of two. Mm-hmm. Like, where are you going to have the time to get to that
yeah,
level?
Yeah, right. I definitely agree, which is so funny. It seems like since I watched the WWE, we agree a little more.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I agree. I feel like she's feeling the effects of her mistakes. She's feeling the effects of now the cardio and having to work and mm-hmm. the effects that it's having on her
and
body.
It's a
after
job
being
to work out that much. It's a
yeah,
job
after being like after giving birth, after being at home for so long, after you know raising a child. I think she's feeling the effects of all that. I think she. I don't think that was all to her retirement. I think she said it. I think she said it right. She said, I'm going to fully retire, but I don't think we know exactly when. And that's where I think her wording was kind of like.
Well, has she ever said fully before? Did she say fully the first time?
No,
or did she
but
say, like, I'm going to retire?
The thing is, she's so, it's not one of those, like, her ranking on, like, she's one of those people in WWE, it seems like, that her and Nikki, provided they don't do anything crazy, you know, they're always going to be welcomed in the WWE. Mm-hmm. So it just seems like if she were going to do a retirement or the Bella Twins were going to do a retirement, that they would announce that in some way, shape, and form via email
yeah.
or via, like, a tweet or whatever. Like, thank you, Bella Twins, for, you know, impacting the women's division, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So there was nothing, you know, and Nikki said she wasn't retiring, which is also brings it to the fact that she didn't talk to Nikki first because wrestling-wise, they mm-hmm. are the Bella Twins.
Exactly.
So, you know, at least letting Nikki know, you know, 10 minutes before she said it to the whole family, like, hey, by the way, no more Bella Twins, ever.
I was going to say that in my shadiest moment, that, actually.
That's why I believe there's something else to her saying that. I don't think it was like a, like she said, I will fully retire, but I don't think it was at that particular moment. I feel like she's going to go out with a grand.
Well, we haven't seen her since October, I believe.
Yeah, she's been super low key on everything.
Even wrestling wise. So we haven't seen her since October. WrestleMania is coming up in like 4 to 5 weeks. So there's no storyline as far as that.
Do you think they're waiting until Total Bellas is over, the show, to announce something? Or no, that doesn't matter. It's not like.
Well, I feel like if you were WWE and these are your employees and they happen to be doing a reality show, then I would want to be the first to yeah. announce that versus people to find out on a reality show.
But no, I mean after.
Joseph said it felt like she did this run to make WWE happy so Brian would resign. That mixed tag versus Mike and Maryse made no sense at all.
I know Brian has his contract is supposed to be up, so there's that pending, and he might leave WWE as well. I mean, anything is possible. We really don't know beyond, and you know, Nikki and Brie are the executive producers to the show, so there's stuff that they have control of as mm-hmm, far as mm-hmm. showing and not showing. So you never know. It was just kind of weird. I feel like
it was a weird moment to, like, just pop that out there. Like, I didn't tell Nikki. I didn't, like, we didn't do this grand yeah. thing. And you might be right. She might just be pregnant and was like, I'm going to retire. I feel like she might be pregnant and the pregnancy wasn't planned.
But if she was just pregnant,
kinda
more,
it wasn't as planned as they wanted it to be. So she just kind of took a moment.
But the timing
was like,
is kind of off because it's before evolution. So that means it's in October. Mm-hmm. So if she were pregnant, what is that? November, December, January, February, March. She would be 5 months pregnant right now. Mm-hmm. So wouldn't she be showing a little bit more?
Well, she hasn't been. No, not necessarily.
She could wear more flowier stuff and not show.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that is the
and be a little more low key and no one really know.
I just think they're both going to retire, and they're Bree and Brian, and they're just, like, going to go off and live their quiet little life in Phoenix.
No, Brian's going to still wrestle.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like Brian's going to go for that deal.
His contract is about to be over, but that doesn't mean there's other wrestling promotions. He can do indie.
Well, I think like Bree's going to stay, be, like, home, stay at home, mom, be more with Birdie, and Brian still, at least Brian still go out and wrestle, maybe. That scenario.
Yeah, if Brian goes to another another promotion, then, you know, it's less rigorous as WWE. So you could look at, you know, wrestling once a week versus traveling here and there, and you're out 3 or 4 days a week. So you can definitely look into something like that. And he has a name for himself where he can make a decent amount of money. And it seems like they're pretty good with their money because they're selling and
moving all over the place. And
breaking contracts. Breaking contracts is
breaking leases out here in California.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah, it's not.
That's so much money loss there.
I think it's like 4 times the amount of the month that you pay.
But they're just like, yeah, let's just break it and go.
Yeah, and they're 7 months.
Right. So that's, I would never.
I'd have been like, sit down somewhere.
Although I did break my lease in Vegas because I couldn't take it.
But that's Vegas. Girl, that's true. California.
You're right.
Like, they got all types of stipulations. We keep it every dime. We can't, and y'all go, and we tacking on to that. Like, they're crazy out here.
Deposits.
So how do you think Nikki took it? Because they didn't really show Nikki. Nikki just said, like, okay.
But she's like, really?
Yeah, what do you think was, like, working through her mind? Because I think right before Brie announced it, or was it right after when she had it was like the one-on-one, Nikki's like, you know, there's so much for us to do. I think that was before Brie announced
it. That was before Brie announced it.
Yeah. As a brand.
But Brie knew in that moment, because her face was kind of like, oh, yeah, well, I think Brie knew in that moment that she wants. And I think that was kind of like the moment where Brie was like, I just want to give y'all a heads up that I'm really thinking about retiring fully. And I think that was the moment for everybody to process.
Did she say thinking, or did she say she was?
She was.
No, she said, I will fully retire.
Okay,
because
thinking is
like
a whole different.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, I'm paraphrasing it. Like, I wanted to tell the whole family, since you guys are all here, that I'm thinking about fully retiring.
I think she definitely should have talked to, as a brand, first, talk to Nikki first, at least.
Yeah,
she should have, but I felt like she felt some type of way in many cases. Like, first of all, she felt the type of way because she was still a valet to Nikki for Evolution. Mm-hmm. She felt some type of way because she felt like Nikki was off doing her own thing, and she was following Nikki. She was no longer doing her thing, and now she has a family and stuff.
Right.
And so she felt like Nikki wasn't taking her in consideration. So I think she kind of did it out of spite, too.
But even out of spite, they still have all those businesses
together.
They do. That's why it's not a big deal. To me, I don't find it as. That's why I kind of feel like Nikki was just kind of like, whatever.
Yeah, okay. But that's their main brand, though. And everything else kind of stemmed off of it, right?
Well,
like
not
the wine and, the lingerie line and all that.
Yeah, but they're not in the ring as nearly as much. Yeah, so like their storyline was maybe a little bit longer. So their storyline was maybe like 3 months or so. But they're. Prior to that, they had a long break as well. So it's just kind of like they're not in the ring as often. So their brand is definitely shifting where it's the wine and the, you know, what's the clothing line?
Birdie B.
So it's more,
more
of that.
So the wine is Bella Radici and Birdie B.
If roles were reversed, like Nikki would have been just as shady. Like, kind of. Not shady, but petty and doing this, but worse.
Well, I don't think that that's the case. I feel like Nikki is very assertive and she knows what she wants, and Brie is indecisive, and it showed. And if you're indecisive and you have this person who's assertive, most of the time you're going to follow them because you just you don't think about it. And Nikki is making snap decisions while Brie's over here trying to figure it out, and everybody's like, just go along, do whatever.
Yeah.
So she follows Nikki so much, and I think this was her moment where when she really took to heart what Brian said and was like, hey, like, you need to figure out what you want because you're doing the most right now.
I wonder who's the oldest. Is it Nikki or Brie?
Bree is older.
By, like, minutes right now.
Yeah.
But still, it's...
I think Bree is older. Y'all let us know in the chat, because even last week they let us know that they're 35, not 33. I thought they were 33, but...
No. So...
They seem so young. Younger than that. 35?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've been around for a minute.
It's just the way you said it. Go ahead.
Okay. Shadiest moments. I think we said them, but, you know, just, you know, encapsulate it.
I totally agree with Nikki's work ethic, but it was a little shady when she just kind of, like, didn't answer the family's phone calls when they were trying to, like, contact her because she didn't show up. I thought that was a little shady. Although, I do understand, I did think that was a little shady, though. Like, she was like, y'all interrupted me. I can't talk.
Well, she was training.
Yeah.
She was, but still. After you get done training, especially if you're doing 2-a-days, after you get done training, there are times where you can get in the car, you take a break or whatever, and you can go. And
I think it's...
But she's focused, I feel like. I'm going to wait, too. I'm going to, like, when I'm done, I'm going to be like, yeah, sorry, guys, I was training. This is kind of more important than throwing an axe.
Well, I feel like because she talks to them so often, too, it's like...
Whatever.
What I talk to you. Because, like, for instance, if my mom... Because my mom and I communicate via text all the time. But she calls, especially at certain times. Like, I get scared because my grandmother's 96 years old. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'll always answer because we don't talk every day. Mm-hmm. But I think because she talks to, like, her family's so close, it's like, I could ignore you guys now because it's only going to be a moment. And, you know, then we can get back to talking all the time. That's how I felt. But, you know. Gabby in the chat says Nikki is older. Which is the reason I asked that is because usually the first child is very, like, atypical. And even though they're minutes apart, it's still technically Nikki's first. And if that's the case. Did you say your shadiest moment?
No, I mean, we talked about it, though. Mine was pretty much just, like, when Brie announced the two things. So we just talked about it.
Yeah.
And Nikki, she didn't let Nikki know.
I think the shadiest moment is when they went to the axe. They were doing the axe singing, and Nikki took a moment because that's what I would do too. Especially like a group of people.
Relearn.
Oh yeah, this is like a group of people, and you think you're kind of better than them. Mm-hmm. Like you're like, let me like teach me again. And then she gets it, and then JJ's like, oh, are those two different shoes? Like, I think that was shady on JJ's part. Like, let me just bring you down a notch just because you got it before everybody else.
Right.
That was really shady.
Yeah.
True.
She's like, and she couldn't say anything.
She couldn't. She was wrong. That was good. He was like, oh, because you think you're better than everybody. You have one, two different shoes.
Yeah. That's, you know, sometimes you got to do that. So predictions. What do we have? So we talked about a little bit.
Whoops. And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So we talked a little bit what's happening next week. I guess what's the overall? Because I think you said there's like 3 or 4 episodes left.
I think there's only 2, but I don't know.
Joseph usually knows. Joseph, let us know
Joseph
how many episodes.
Joseph, let us know. Yeah. I don't know right now.
I think you said there was 10, right?
Yeah, so we're on 8.
Yeah.
I keep checking.
I always
to see
thought there was 13.
There could be more. Yeah. It could be.
13. So what do you guys think overall as far as what's how do you think this is going to tie up?
I just ultimately think Brie is pregnant, and that's raising a lot of questions, like, what's happening and why she's being quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I kind of feel along that line, too. I do feel like Nikki is going to... First of all, I'm back to... I want to hear the voice of John, the real voice of John. I want to see what he's going to say about getting, like, his voice... back to where it was before.
Right.
Like, is he really open to this? And is it worth it? Because I kind of like his, like,
unless he sounds like Morgan Freeman. Like, then I'll be like, okay, I could see why you want that.
Like the Allstate guy.
Yeah.
Like, his voice now kind of commands your attention. Kind of like, okay.
It's like a soft, hard command.
Yeah. So I want to see what he says about that. And then I do want to see, like, I would feel like, even though he's not going to do it, I feel like Brian needs to step up a little more to Brie and be like, these are the decisions we need to make. Like, he needs to kind of steer her a little bit.
Oh, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And Gabby says there's 2 episodes left. Thanks, Gabby.
Okay, great.
Got it. So there are 2. Okay. Wasn't sure.
So, yeah, that's my predictions.
What do you think?
Well, I'm kind of... We haven't heard too much about Nikki dating. I know she said that she's not ready for it, but I kind of feel like there might be something...
Do you really want Nikki to date? You really want her to find someone else? Because I'm pro-John.
She's so pro-John.
I don't, like... Here's my thing. it's one of those things where it feels like she's now in this position where she's single. And, you know, everybody around her is doing this family thing. So she probably might be hanging out with people who are younger. And because she's so fit, she probably thinks, you know, she doesn't think about her age. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, if this is a part of you that you want, then you should be open to that. And she might be closed off from it because of her relationship with John.
But do you want to see her with someone else?
It depends on the person. Like, it depends on the person. Like, I feel like some a reality star, I don't think that's who she should be.
She needs
be
a regular
with.
You feel like it should compliment, if it compliments her, you're open to seeing
yeah,
her.
Yeah, like if it's
else.
Like to me it feels like either a retired athlete and he has his ish together, or somebody who's like corporate but they're not like, you know, suit up like too you know, too what's the word? Too bougie corporate.
Yeah.
Like somebody who's like corporate, like almost like Serena Williams' husband.
Alexis.
Yes. Like he's corporate, he makes money, but he's corny as hell. Like he definitely fits Serena's personality, but somebody almost that level that fits Nikki's personality and gets like, all right, like you're gonna buy the red bottoms, like I got it.
But I feel like she needs someone like John. Like somebody who is a little more assertive than she is.
Yeah, but she
because
needs somebody
can run
controlling.
Over top of No, I know. But that also showed too how much I feel like that showed how much he loved her. Like the fact that he was willing to put certain things aside, I'm like, okay, now she's kind of like she's asserting what she wants to him and saying, I'm no longer gonna do this, and he understood that.
Right.
That was a big step for somebody who is more controlling of their space. He lightened up a lot, and I feel like he was perfect for her, honestly.
I feel like Nikki needs to find somebody who she doesn't have to bend for in the first place. Look how long it took for John to
bend. That was my
But that was her
so
fault.
So long.
That was her fault.
Yeah,
like
but
she only mentioned the things that she wanted. Like she
recently,
never
yeah.
He's the type of person that you have to be straightforward with. Mm-hmm. This is what I want, or I'm not going to be with you.
And I kind of feel like if she had said that earlier on, then they wouldn't be together. Like if she said that 2 years in, then the relationship probably wouldn't last, which might have benefited her in the long run, because it's like, all right, well, this is what I want and you don't want that, so let's go our separate ways. And she might have already been with somebody else.
I agree.
So it just kind of depends. I do want to see her with somebody. My whole thing is that I just don't want her to close off, and then now she's, you know, 6 or 7 years later, and, you know, she just closed off the possibility of dating, and she does want a family. She does want kids, and now, you know.
There's possible ways to have kids other
this.
Than.
Check last week's episode. We're not going into
fertility
all this,
and having
all
them
stuff.
On your own.
Where can where can everybody find you guys?
You can find me everywhere at Miss Mo Loveless. That's MS Mo Loveless. And make sure you check out my website at MoniqueLoveless.com for all your style tips and tricks. And that's it.
And you can find me everywhere at Tay Alexandria at Tay Alexandria TV.
And you can find me on everything at TK Trade Ed. Till next week, guys.
Bye.
Ciao.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.